There was a long moment of silence. I stared into the cat's weird yellow eyes and felt a jolt of electricity moving down my backbone and out to the end of my tail. The hair on the back of my neck stood straight up. I could hardly believe that I'd heard what I'd heard, or that Pete had said what he'd said. And then, at that very precise moment, I heard. You won't believe this part. It was just too much of a coincidence. At that very pricey moment, I heard a sound off in the distance. The crowing of a rooster. Huh? Do you see the pattern? The clues were stacking up, falling down on my head like hailstones, and they were all leading toward a shocking conclusion. Here, take a peek at our clue list.
Clue list number 806, top secret information.
Clue number one. J.T. Kluck makes a prediction that the sky is going to fall tomorrow. Clue number two. Drover has a mysterious dream that the sky is going to fall tomorrow. Clue number three. Pete the Barn Cat predicts that the sky is going to fall tomorrow. Clue number four. Just as Pete makes this revelation, a rooster crows, the very same rooster who made the original prediction.
End of secret clue list. Please destroy at once.
There, do you see the pattern now? What really spooked me about this deal was that the clues formed a circle. As you may know, clues always fall into certain shapes and patterns. Most of the time they form squares, triangles, polygons, pygmies, rectangles, and wedges. But sometimes, on very rare occasions, they will settle into a circular pattern. And fellers, a circle of clues is the very most dangerous kind. There it was, the dreaded circle of clues. I had seen a perfect circle of clues only once or twice in my whole career, and is this getting too scary? I'm sorry, but I don't know what else to say. When we started this mystery, I had no idea that it would lead us into something as scary and terrifying as, well, the sky falling, might as well say it. I mean, when JT first mentioned it, I thought it was a joke. Chicken gossip. Honest, I never dreamed we'd get out into the middle of the story, and it's getting pretty scary, that's the point. And you know me, I worry about the kids. A little scare now and then is okay, but the real heavy-duty scary stuff, what do you think? I guess we could shut down the story right here. You could walk away from it and pretend that you don't know anything and didn't hear anything. I know that would be kind of a chicken's way out, but yipes, did you hear that? Chicken's way out? Is that another clue? This is getting deeper and darker all the time. I'm almost afraid to say another word, but without words, we'd be, well, speechless, and then what would we say? You be the judge. Should we lock up this mystery and walk away from it, hoping that nothing will happen? Or should we do what cow dogs have always done? Swallow our fear, hold our heads at a proud angle, and bull our way through to the bitter end, letting the chipmunks fall where they may. We've got to reach a decision here. You've got 2 minutes to think about it.